الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم صلى الله عليه وسلم My most respected beloved brothers and elders in Islam Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh On one occasion, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, asked them three specific questions. The first question the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was, that, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا فَسَقَ فِتْيَانُكُمْ وَطَغَى نِسَاؤُكُمْ O my beloved Sahaba, what will the condition of my ummah be at that time? When the youth, males and females, will surpass all bounds in sin and vice. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَكَائِنَ The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum immediately responded saying, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will such a time actually dawn upon your ummah? قَالَ نَعَمْ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied and said, Yes, such a time will come upon my ummah. And even worse conditions than this will prevail in my ummah. The second question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا لَمْ تَأْمُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ O my beloved Sahaba, what will the condition of my ummah be at that time, when they will leave out commanding the good and forbidding from evil? The very reason for which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had termed this ummah the best of ummahs, the best of nations. When they will stop carrying out that purpose and objective for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has termed them the best of ummahs. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum could not imagine this. Again they responded, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَكَائِنَ O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will such a time actually come upon your ummah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again mentioned, نَعَمْ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ O my Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, such conditions will dawn upon my ummah, and even worse conditions than this will prevail in my ummah. And the third question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا O my beloved Sahaba, what will the condition of my ummah be at that time, when they will see right to be wrong and wrong to be right? When they will see good to be bad and bad to be good. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum could not imagine that such a time will ever dawn upon the ummah. And again they responded, وَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَكَائِنَ O Nabi of Allah, will such a time actually come upon your ummah? The same response was received. نَعَمْ وَعَشَدُّ مِنْهُ O my beloved Sahaba, such a time will come upon my ummah. And you will witness, you will find much more severe conditions than this in my ummah. Respected friends and elders in Islam, we are living in such a time where these signs have already become apparent. On account of the purity of the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they could not fathom this, they could not think about this. But such a time was to come. These signs have already become manifest and apparent. When we look introspect into the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand and we learn that there are many, many signs that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prophesied the coming of, and many of them have already become apparent today. The famous hadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, which comes in Tirmizi Sharif. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an says that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when you see 15 things becoming apparent in my ummah, understand that this marks the closeness of Qiyamah. When you see 15 things becoming apparent in my ummah, understand that this marks the closeness of Qiyamah. إِذَا تُخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلَا, that when the wealth of booty will be regarded as though everyone has a right in it. وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْرَمًا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمًا, zakat, the paying of zakat, will be regarded as a tax, as a burden upon people. وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْرَمًا, trusts which are placed into the trust of someone else, everyone will consider it as their right to be receiving and taking benefit from the trust. وَتُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ, the wealth of deen, the knowledge of deen will be acquired for worldly purposes. وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ, a man will obey his wife and disobey his mother. وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ, a person will bring his friend close to himself, to his bosom, and he will distance his own father. وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةَ شَرِّهُ, a man will only be obeyed and respected on account of fear of evil from him. وَشُرِبَتِ الْخُمُورُ, wine will be consumed openly, it will become the order of the day. وَرُفِعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, voices will be raised in the houses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَظَهَرَتِ الْقَيْنَاتُ وَالْمَعَازِفُ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that dancing girls and musical instruments will become the order of the day. وَكَانَ زَعِيمُ الْقَوْمِ أَرْضَلَهُمْ, and the leader and the representative of the people will be the most vile and despicable from amongst them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after giving all these different signs, وَلَعْنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا, the latter portion of this ummah will sway and revile the former ones. After mentioning so many of these signs, so many of these signs, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved friends and elders in Islam, the point that we are making is that many of these signs, if not all, have already become apparent, and we are seeing it before our eyes. Look at what the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns us of. فَلْيَرْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا وَزَلْزَلَةً وَخَسْفًا وَمَسْخًا وَقَذْفًا وَآيَاتٍ تَتَابَعُوا كَنِظَامٍ بَالٍ قُطِعَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَعُ. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you see all these signs become apparent, then at that time await azab and punishment. Punishment in which form? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رِيحًا حَمْرَى, strong violent winds, وَزَلْزَلَةً, earthquakes. We know what, we are familiar with the conditions surrounding us in the entire globe, in the entire world. Some parts of the globe, violent, strong winds are afflicting them. Earthquakes, as recent as today and yesterday. These natural disasters, we may call it, on account of what? On account of all these conditions that were mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. وَمَسْخًا, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَخَسْفًا, first, sinking into the earth. وَمَسْخًا, transformation of people's faces. This is the different forms of adab and punishment. وَقَلْفًا, raining of stones from the heavens. وَآيَاتٍ تَتَابَ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and many, many such similar signs that will come down on the ummah in such rapid and quick succession. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَنِظَامٍ بَالٍ Like a stringed necklace with pearls. You snap it at one end, and the rapid pace at which those pearls start falling out of it, that is the manner in which these fitnas will afflict my ummah. Respected friends and elders in Islam, when we examine the conditions around the globe, we understand that these sins that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied the coming of, or these actions have already become manifest and apparent. The question that we need to ask ourselves is that amidst all of this, what is the solution of the ummah at this time of crisis? Respected friends and elders in Islam, when we look at other parts of the world, you will find there is killing and anarchy. Muslims are downtrodden and ostracized on account of them trying to lead Islamic lives. This is the reality, and it's only going to get worse, from bad to worse, prior to the advent of Qiyamah. But in this is a great lesson for us. What is the solution for the ummah? By the qasam of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the solution for the ummah more than 1,400 years ago. Approximately 1,500 years ago. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, saying, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنِ O my Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, I leave behind me two things. لَن تَضِلُّوا مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا As long as you firmly hold on to these two things, you will never ever go astray. كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةُ رَسُولِهِ The first is the Kitab of Allah, the Quran Kareem. The second is the Sunnah way and life of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the solution to all our problems and difficulties, respected friends and elders in Islam. We have to become convinced in this. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum felt the power of Quran and Sunnah in their lives. The Quran Kareem did great things for them. The Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did great wonders for them. Miracles took place at the hands of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Extraordinary actions and events had taken place in their lives. Why? Because of their close attachment with the Quran Kareem and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we who have drifted so far away from the Quran Kareem and the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our lives are being channeled as though it's being channeled into a different direction. Oh, we are convinced, but we are not really convinced that the real power and solution is in Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This month of Rabi'ul Awal has come as a reminder. Otherwise, year in and year out, Rabi'ul Awal will come, Rabi'ul Awal will go. The question to ask ourselves is, what effect did Rabi'ul Awal have on me? Or what benefit did I take out from Rabi'ul Awal? Is it that I just became, you know, thrilled with some naat or some bayan or some lecture, and then it's a once-off thing, next year Rabi'ul Awal again, the same thing will happen? No. A believer seeks Rabi'ul Awal, and he seeks the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at every point of his life. From the time he wakes up in the morning till the time he goes to sleep. Why? Because he is convinced that the way of life that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought for us in this life and in only this life is our complete success in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Any other way of life is going to take us and distance us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way my Nabi walked, the way my Nabi spoke, the way my Nabi ate, the way my Nabi interacted with people, the way my Nabi conducted his ibadat and forms of worship, the way our Nabi had conducted business dealings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak blessed life and seerah is such, is so beautiful, that from whichever angle we look at it, it is nurun ala nur. And it is rahmat upon rahmat. Every aspect of his life serves as guidance for us. How many of us are there to take out the dedicated time daily, to contribute that time to learning about the seerah of our Nabi, molding, shaping our lives, into that life and that mold that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran Kareem, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ For you, most definitely in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example. An example is something that you follow an example is given to a person like a model or a demo of a product. How that product is used, it's explained to us, it's shown to us. In the very same manner Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into this world. That Nabi that underwent the most amount of challenges, hardships, tortures and difficulties. Yet he was not oppressive to anyone. Yet he controlled his tongue and he was not vulgar to anyone. All this is recorded in the blessed seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not fahisha wala mutafahisha. Naturally he was not obscene in his language. Such beautiful akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, someone asked her, what was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Tell us about it. She asked them that, don't you read the Quran al-Kareem? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character, if you're asking me, his character is the Quran. What the Quran advocates, that was the practical demonstration of the Quran al-Kareem. Such a blessed life. How fortunate are we that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has put us into the same ummah. Respected friends and elders in Islam, when this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this day and age is undergoing, as though this ummah is being kicked from pillar to post, not as though, that has become the reality, because we have reduced ourselves to that low position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Quran and given us Sunnah, wallahi, how many of us feel the power of Quran? When you speak to people from other countries, wallahi, Allah gave us the opportunity to visit Syria a few weeks ago. We came into contact and we met few individuals who say that they were frontline fighters, the mujahideen in the entire tahrir of that country, in overtaking that country by the help of Allah. They say on one occasion they were made out by the enemy and they had to go into hiding. For 3 days and three nights, they had absolutely no food and no drink. The morale of those individuals were low. They were extremely hungry, extremely thirsty. Imagine no food and no water. And there was one individual amongst them there, an Australian person. And he was very fluent in reciting the Quran Sharif with Tajweed. And you see, the morale of this entire group, or you can say army, whoever was there in that specific building at that time, it was completely low. They were, you know, they lost courage. And he said, this person, this individual started reading Quran al-Kareem. Minutes started passing. 1 hour went, 2 hours went. By the third hour, they say these mujahideen were up again, full of strength and power. They hadn't eaten anything. No energy drink, no supplement or anything. It was the pure love of Quran and the power of the Quran al-Kareem, the spiritual boost that had granted them that energy to stand up and go and take on whatever it was after that. How many of us recite Quran Sharif daily? What link have I built with this Quran al-Kareem? This Quran al-Kareem will be an intercessor for us on the day of Qiyamah. Have I bonded with the Quran Sharif? It's a time for us to reflect, take stock of ourselves. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when you look into the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, such beautiful qualities they had in their lives. By the qasam of Allah, if we have to bring some of these qualities into our lives, it will be a transformation will come about in our lives. We will get instantly closer to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was frequently heard saying, حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of yourselves, take stock of your actions, before stock is taken from you. Before stock is taken from you, why? For a person to give an account on the day of Qiyamah who had taken stock of himself in this world is easier as opposed to that person who had not taken stock of himself in this world and he went by Allah on the day of Qiyamah. It's much harder for him to give an account for his amal if he had not taken stock of himself in this world. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala being Amirul Mu'mineen, another glaring aspect in their life was the preparation, the constant awareness and preparation for the akhirat. At all times they were concerned about their actions. They took accountability of their actions and their preparation for akhirat was phenomenal. We'll mention one incident and terminate inshallah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before we mention that incident, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, accompanied by Anas radiallahu anhu, one day they were going and they entered an orchard. And upon entering that orchard, they split ways. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu began speaking to himself and reproaching himself, scolding himself, and he didn't realize Anas radiallahu anhu was overhearing his speech from where he was. And he began telling him that, "Oh Umar, you think you are Amirul Mu'mineen? Allah is not going to take you to task the manner in which He takes others to task. Wallah, bakhin, bakhin. Wallahi abn al-Khattab, latattaqiyanna Allaha aw la yu'adhibanna. It's either by the qasam of Allah, O Umar, either you fear Allah or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you as well." They took stock of themselves. They found the need, they found the time to reconnect with Allah, weigh their actions. And we'll mention this last incident quickly and terminate. A sahabi, look at the preparation for akhirat in the sahabi's life. And the more we will keep akhirat in front of us, the closer we will get to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the closer we'll be to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the easier it would be for us to maneuver ourselves in this dark phases of life, where there's so much of fitna taking place, it becomes easy for a person to be directed in no matter whichever circumstance and situation that person is put. Hazrat Abu Sa'lab al-Khushani radiallahu ta'ala an, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sahabi was great, but this sahabi radiallahu anhu, in his life specifically, he had the jazba for doing great amount of ibadat, infiradi ibadat, actions and ibadat that were benefiting specifically himself, and he would exert himself in this, exert himself in crying before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in dua. And this sahabi had a very great concern about the manner in which he will pass away and leave this world. Such was his desire that he desired to leave this world in a condition of sajda before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What preparation have I made for akhirat? Have we made? How do I want to leave this world? Am I moving in that direction, or is my life going in total opposite direction? We have to introspect and ask ourselves. The sahabi, it is mentioned, on one occasion, one night, his daughter had a dream. And in her dream, she is seeing that her father has passed away. She wakes up astonished and with a shock. She finds her father nowhere in the house. She realizes, if my father is not here, there is only one place that he can be, and that is in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She goes there and she finds her father in sajda. She waits beside him. Time is passing. Lengthy period has gone. And then she decides to move her father, only to realize that her dream was really true and he had passed away in the condition of sajda. كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. How we live our life in this world, that is how we're going to meet death. And how we pass away, that is the exact condition we're going to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant me, grant all of us the tawfiq and the ability to reconnect with the Quran, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be inspired by this, keep it in front of us, and take great benefit from this deen of Islam, make sincere tawbah as well, assist the cause of the Muslims throughout the world, wherever they are suffering. At least, the least we could do is to remember them in our du'as. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.